a belt that was supposed to be made out of leather. And it would say on there to say that it was made out of
cowhide.
It would say on there that it's gin.
I don't know.
Genuine
leather.
Okay. And something that peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you'd call them
vegetables.
Where would you grow them?
Out in your garden.
Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And something that they, it's made out of corn. It's been ground up and people eat it for breakfast.
Rich.
Okay. What about something similar that's the whole kernels of corn?
Well, I don't know what you'd call that. It's corn, I guess.
Do you ever see people take ashes and soak corn in?
Oh yeah, make hominy. I made a lot of it myself.
How do you make it?
Well, you soak it overnight in lye water,
uh-huh,
or ashes. If you use the ashes, it's harder to clean though. But you rub the husk off of it, and you boil it.
In the lye water still?
No, you've got to soak that lye water out of it, soak it,
uh-huh,
maybe twice. It's been so long since I've done anything like that.
What's something that people grow well south of here, where they grow it over in Texas or Arkansas? It's a grain. It's white. You might, huh?
They grow wheat and rye and...
Something that people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Well, that's rice.
Do they grow it in this area?
No, they grow it down south in South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. What would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Bootleg.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Not that I know of. Moonshine.
Is there a difference between bootleg and moonshine?
No, it's all made just illegally, and the reason it's moonshine, they call moonshine and make it at night so we won't get caught by the officers.
What about kind of liquor like that's so bad that it's really dangerous to drink?
I don't know. I don't know much. That's one thing I don't know much about. Liquor.
What about beer that's made at home? Do you ever hear a special name?
Homebrew?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Do you ever hear of anything called splow?
Mm-mm.
What about making something with, you mentioned sugar cane earlier. Do you ever hear of making anything with the sugar cane, letting it sort of ferment?
Well, yes. You can make I forgot what that's called. You can let it sour and ferment. The juice, just the juice of the cane, but I don't remember what they call it.
Do you ever see anyone make that?
No, not, I don't believe. But I know how it's done.
Say something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils. You say to someone, just that.
It smells good.
And you maybe tell me to just...
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.